Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world, DA China. It is August 22nd, 2023, and we are still in the summer of love and in an August of action. We are preparing to roll out that 2023 blue wave across America. We've had some successes this year we're going to talk about. We've got some successes we hope for in the upcoming days, and then in November, even December, and a lot of everything from voter registration to requesting ballots to actually mailing in those ballots to discuss. So welcome, we'll get started. And first, we will take attendance. If you're present, just type I in the chat box, please. Or present. And then if anyone adds, I think we've got a few stragglers, that's totally fine. Just remind them to ping me in the chat box if I don't notice. And Terry is an I. Just for that, Terry, you're chat moderator for the call in case I miss anybody in the chat. All right. So the agenda for today, we're going to go over board reports and make some motions in between. And during this, we're going to plan the September the GOP is going to remember as when they lost and started losing hard before 2024. It's imperative. We've got really interesting ballot measures on across America. We've got abortion on the ballot, as many of you know. We've got some seedy school board members trying to ban books. Talk about all that and get down to any new business as it arises. Just a reminder, we do have bylaws that we abide by. Click those to take a look. If you'd like to join our bylaws committee, you are always welcome to. We have a rolling application at this time to join the committee and eventually announce perhaps a period of collection. We didn't have any updates in 2022 or 2023 yet, but always on the table. And we just ask that you are respectful during this meeting and follow Robert's Rules of Order as well. My name is Liz Blackburn, aka Liz Conson, where I am currently in Wisconsin and enjoying a lovely summer. Getting a lot done, although August I did take a little time for myself. I did do a few things that you see on your screen right now. Highlights, we still want to plan our book club event. We've kind of been postponing that as we get closer to everybody being back in Shanghai in September. We're preparing for Disabled Voter Week, which is September 12th through the 19th. We also are hosting our third annual September 11th call. As you may recall, that originated with our members in China, and we will continue to host it and be helped out with co-sponsors of the Veterans and Military Families Caucus, as well as the Disabled Caucus. We also have National Voter Registration Day coming up on the 19th. Training sessions are ongoing. If you'd like to get involved with any aspect of our work, ping me on WeChat, Wisconsin, and we will get started. And then if anyone else has news that they'd like to plug into our newsletter, we'll try to get that out in the next days. And the other big thing is September 3rd, we're having a volunteer event fair. That is the State Teams Fair, pretty timely right now, kind of exciting. Won't be maybe as obnoxious as what's happening in Iowa, but maybe not quite as tasty as what's been happening in Wisconsin. We'll see. Come join us. We're going to have a great time. If you'd like to help out with it and efforts in your state, email state@democratsabroad.org. And all of these things lead to wonderful things. So pictured in pink next to me is Sarah Godlewski, who's come and spoken to Democrats Abroad China, as well as the greater organization. She's from Wisconsin. And she's hoping to talk to us again on women's issues and for our women's caucus. So that's one of the things. And her wonderful main staff assistant is standing to my right there. We hope to have her on again before 2024, even. And so that will be one of the things we plan today. I went to the investiture of that lovely lady in the middle, the swearing-in ceremony of Judge, now Justice, Janet Protasiewicz. Thank you to each and every one of you for spreading the word, getting out the vote for Wisconsin. It was really tough. We had our primary in February, and without even having a full 45 days for a ballot, we had to vote in April. And I had to fill out an FLAW because I didn't even get my ballot in time to make sure I could mail it back. So, facing all those hurdles, I still sent it in. Janet won in a landslide, and she is a progressive, self-described actually, state justice. If you were following the election, we saw more money and more dark money than ever pour into a state Supreme Court race. It was incredible. But we went out the day, reason kind of followed, and people are, really impressed upon that they want to keep their rights and the right to choose what happens to their body, their health care. PFAS were basically on the ballot, forever chemicals. And I was really proud to not only stand next to and meet Justice Janet, who asked a lot of questions about Democrats abroad and what we are doing and what we want in states like Wisconsin, like the intend to return question on our ballot. But I also got to know that this is generational. So pictured with me right there are Walworth County Dems. I vote in District 1, and these are the people who got out the vote for the last term, like many of you did, Terry and Trisha and Adam with us. They were on that board. So that was really neat to do and experience as well. Oops. And then I got to meet the illustrious Ben Wickler in person. And as you recall, we hosted a tailgate with him in 2021. He's come on to speak to us at other times, and he's looking forward to coming on again. Today, I'm excited to continue the work on the ground here. I'll be meeting Ben Wickler. I'll also be meeting DNC Chair Jamie Harrison. And this is not just about all about me and who I get to meet. None of this would happen if I didn't volunteer with Democrats Abroad. And each of you has the ability to reach out within your state party and make those connections and tie us in so that we can make legislation that works for us, that matters to others, and we can make voting hopefully easier all around. And then this is the after the investiture, the WISDEMS staff all had an end of the year sort of staff party. And it was exciting, it was full of speeches and plenty of nice people. And hopefully we'll have a few of them coming to speak to us soon. We had some labor union representation as well. I was really excited to hear from members of the Hispanic Caucus on what we can do to promote comms in Spanish. And hopefully we will be able to have a similar such fun, exciting bar crawl sort of event soon as we get into planning our retreat. And again, you guys know how I feel about Democrats Abroad. It has been, it didn't just get us through 2022, right? We've created lifelong friends here with you all over China and then abroad. So Alan and Inga, Inga is the former chair of DAUK. Alan has been on the IT team and VFA for a number of years as well. They are a superstar DA couple. They came to visit me in Madison, attended the investiture with me, and enjoyed some good old-fashioned scone sweet corn. But my point here is that the relationships you make will take you anywhere around the world, and Democrats Abroad are everywhere around the world. It's not just important that we get everyone to vote. It's important that we get together, collectively share ideas, and we have lots of opportunities to get around and find other opportunities in our personal and then DA political life. And I hope you take advantage of those by joining some of our regional calls, by joining some of our global calls, and additionally, just as you travel, reaching out and say, "Hey, I'm in the Czech Republic. Anyone in DA out there looking to go on a wine tour, a bike ride, or can I have a place to crash and see what happens?" It's totally worth it. And then that's it for my report. If anybody has any questions, please raise your hand, text in the chat box, or shout it out. All right, I yield the floor to Terry. Take it away.
Hey everyone, so sorry. Sorry about my if my voice sounds kind of weird. So we've had an awesome month this month. Unfortunately, I have not been able to contribute as much in work as I'd like to, but spreading the news and the word about our victories in Ohio and our victories in general at a lot of our state and local races and special election races, it's very, very positive indeed. We're seeing, at least from what I see, we're seeing a continued kind of hit back from some of, and I would say some of the SCOTUS decisions that have really irked a lot of Americans stateside and over here abroad. So in general, keep let us always encourage and keep up the good work. Our work is heavily contributing to some great change and kind of preventing some of the issues that the previous administration has caused. In general, as far as my work is concerned, let's keep moving forward and keep up with the planning for September. And please remember to get all of your trainings in. I am one of those people, and I'm trying to organize that with Liz as well. I believe that's the end of my report. I kind of want to rest my voice and save it.
Please do. Thank you so much, Terry. Looking forward to more updates on all of the elections on the ground. I know you've got your finger on the pulse for each and every one of them. It's impressive. All right. And Josh couldn't be here today. He is still traveling, as we all are and have been during August. It's been kind of a quiet month for us, as Terry alluded to. But Josh is our secretary. He's been completing some trainings and kicking it old school. These are pictures found in the Wisconsin State Capitol of the very first electrical voting machine system, also not rigged. But I thought that was kind of cool and kind of a way to keep us thinking about our repository and all of the things past and present. Scan that QR code, take a look at the wiki. Figure out what you'd like to see on it, what would be most helpful, and find out, if there are some trainings and other things, because there are on there that you can do on your own time, or update our GOTV page that always needs some work. We are an open book club. We want to put as much of our information on the wiki as possible, including our minutes. Now, these are numbers from July. We didn't get a chance to update because of all the traveling. But again, something that we're going to be hitting on today is this about 700 members lost in that 2022 data purge. And the fact that we have 253 people who've already registered to volunteer, they've raised their hands. So our activated volunteer goal for Q3 is 30. We want to get up to 30 volunteers who are active and live. Now, in the last week, I've had two more people raise their hand and say, "Hey, I want to do voter assistance tables in September. I'm good at it. I can't do a lot of the admin and planning, but I'll show up and I'll help." So we're on our way, and hopefully we will get to bigger numbers well before we get into the big bad battle of 2024, because honestly, we've got some statewide now that are ridiculous. Okay, and then add us on WeChat. You can find me at Liz Conson or LIZZBE. I'm sorry, LIZZIEV 904. Both will work just fine. And everybody here, if you already know a board member, can put you into a group chat. We've got them for caucuses, committees, all of the things. We also have some WeChat rules. If anyone else would like to take a look and deep dive into them, if you're okay with those rules, that's great. We can update and roll forth as needed. And I don't want to make a motion, but I do want to discuss with the group right here. We have an issue with a couple of older members who maybe aren't residing in China and no longer use WeChat in our group chats. We also have been unable to get back onto the DA China account at this time and for the last month since 2022. So I'm wondering if we maybe think about creating new WeChat groups. maybe starting with one, like let's say we want to redo the Women's Caucus, for example, and start fresh. So I just want to open that up for a discussion right now of all the group chats. Feel free to unmute yourself. We're going to have an open floor. If you'd like to star hand up, that's also okay. But just to kind of talk about it and see where everybody's heads are at on that. We'll give it about a minute or so. Any thoughts on group chats? And if you're not in one and you want to be, please let me know and I will add you right now.
Made sense to me. sorry, I suspect I'm getting over the bid C. So voice. I didn't test because I don't really want to know, but it's just my suspicion. so if I go into a coughing fit or something, I apologize in advance. But I think most groups in China, or at least a lot of groups in China, do this periodically, right? We will see kind of a, whether it's a purge of, you know, the current group or transition to a new group. I think it makes sense to try to thin some of them out.
Yeah, okay, fair. Adam, Kevin, what do you guys think about all these group chats? One of my main things is, like I said, the DA account that's associated with a SIM card. Alex Vanderpool has that SIM card, and he and I were just not able to meet because 2022 was wild, and he's been in Guangzhou or Hong Kong for most of this. But if somebody else can meet with him, put it in their phone, and we go, that's another thing. But we don't always, the DA account is the main admin for some of these group chats, so we can't do all the things that we'd like to do without having access to that.
Is there some reason why he can't just send you the SIM card?
I think he might use it for some other reasons too, and it is in his name, so legally, you know, host country issues, that might be a thing. And he's the attorney, so I'm going to always defer to his judgment. But I can ask again, yeah.
Should we maybe create a whole new DA account that's just on its own SIM card with its own number that isn't tied to one person? Or does it have to be tied to a human being?
Well, so the SIM card is an interesting issue. So we have changed the number, and that's how it came to be in Alex's possession in the first place. I think originally Kim or Elaine had bought the last one for 2019, and I think Aaron or Sam before that. And so so the number and the password you can log into, only one person can use it at a time though. So that means one person is the main and ultimate admin, and then you can add moderators in each chat. But so and this is very interesting. Apparently we used to also have a vote from abroad account. And it's on some of our materials, but I still have yet to be past that. I've reached out to all the past leaders starting 2021, and I ping them every once in a while. No one's ever given that one up. I don't know who had it or what happened to it. So so I'd like to find a better solution. If somebody wanted to buy a new SIM card, we'd still have to, I think, get the original one, put it in a phone, and then switch the account over to the new number and SIM card. But not being there right now, it can't be me unless like Alex were to send it abroad and then I would send it back to him.
Yeah, or else wait for you to get back. But would it be possible? Yeah. Would it be possible to buy a new SIM card, just create a whole new account, and then Alex
Absolutely.
Adds the new account as an admin, and then you don't need to worry about his SIM card?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and again, anybody wants to take on that task, you are more than welcome to. Which is, you know, we have our set of WeChat rules are just still on the screen, and we just abide as we do. So if that's the way everyone wants to go, I'm happy. And Adam, if you think that you could even steer that, that'd be great. And just tell Terry and myself, and we'll help out as we can. I'm not sure.
I was just kind of spitballing in theory. I'm not sure how I'd do it. I need to buy a separate phone or what?
You don't have to buy a separate phone. You can swap them in. My phone actually has the ability, and some of the other phones have the ability to have two SIM cards or a digital SIM card. So that was how
Yeah, I
I
think
was doing
digital
it
SIM cards do. I
before.
think digital SIM cards don't work in China, if I remember right. I'm not sure if mine
Well,
even
my
has.
US one actually did. So I've got my US one on my digital as my digital SIM card, and then my China is just actually inserted. So
All right,
that worked
so
out.
there just aren't China SIM cards that are digitally on there, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that
Yeah,
could
so maybe it
be.
should be someone with a dual SIM phone, or maybe, I mean, I think some argument it ought to be someone in XCOM or Unitary or
And
also
maybe
if it's not direly urgent, then it can wait until you're back in China too, and then we can figure it out.
yeah, absolutely. And then I'll also ask Alex, the thing about this is I took on kind of all of it, and maybe it could be a little simpler with the DA account. What I was doing is I was adding in people, and then I was plugging them into groups, and I was sending them messages and kind of doing all the organization from that. But I think a decentralized system of WeChat is a little bit better, where we all participate and we all say, okay, I'm going to take on this WeChat group and get people here and there, because it really is too much for one person. And if you can't have multiple people, it's not like shift work, right? But you do need to respond to people in a timely way. And it's going to be wild when we get into the presidential primary time. Even as it is, people have my personal WeChat, and that's what I dedicate most of my WeChat stuff to. So I'm sorry I've missed your moments for a long time. That's just the way it is. But yeah, if we could find a way to say, hey, I'm okay with sharing my personal account, or I'm okay with adding people here or there and moderating and finding a better way, that would be great. And if anybody finds a better solution or has an idea, let's try it. I'm in. Maybe we can get Alex to plug it in every once in a while, plug people in where they need to be, or at least get myself or Terry or someone else here as that main admin of that group, because then we can do more. So like right now in some of the group chats, I can't say at all, or I can't add or subtract in certain older ones members, which you can imagine is an important necessity, actually. Anyone else have an idea or a thought on WeChat and how to make that work out? All right. We'll move on there. Yeah, go ahead, Terry. That's okay.
I'm so sorry. I've been ha again internet issues. Can you say the question again, please?
Yeah. So we're basically looking at, do we need to sort of purge our accounts of all of the old members and add in the new? Do we need to create brand new WeChat accounts for existing committees and caucuses and vote from abroad things and the like? Or are we going to be hopefully getting the SIM card from Alex, maybe switching to a new SIM card and figuring it out, because he does have it, but he's not able to use it all the time. And be on it as actively. So we just need someone to like meet up with him and make the switch and all that, but only one
Well,
person can.
I'm hoping that we'll get a new influx of members or people in the chat groups as the election kind of cycles through. Now we're playing defense, not offense this time, so that might have different poll. But I do think it may be in an interest maybe later down the line to do a general, like, hey, you haven't been active, da, 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 da. Maybe we're shutting down this group, opening up another one, but I'm not quite sure if now would be the time. Because I kind of my fear is, here's the thing, I feel like we may get some returnees to China, we may get some new people who start becoming more active again, and then they're going to check their WeChat and be like, hey, where's DAC, and I was in this group, and that may cause a little bit of chaos. So I don't know, I want to err on the side of kind of wait till after. wait a few months to see what happens. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, my idea about starting a new whole new group with a new SIM card was more that maybe we could get Alex to add the new account as an admin on the existing WeChat groups.
Yeah, I get that.
So
And that's
then we would
exactly how
need
it
to create
works.
whole new groups, and the groups that exist would still exist. I mean, I don't even know if that's how it works. I just think it might be how it works, you know?
Right. So the account stays the same. It's still Democrats Abroad. That's the WeChat account. It's just the phone number on attached to the SIM card and the person changes. So
Yeah. And can
yeah,
you
and
change the
so
admin on a group? I don't think I've even ever started a WeChat group now that I think of it. Can you change the admin on a group or have more than one admin on a group?
only yeah, for so for some of them where the DA account is the point admin, we can't actually. So like I'll be a moderator on some, and like Jacob Eldeco, who is our past vice chair, is a moderator on some, but I can't remove him as moderator because I can't get into that DA account. So you know, we love Jacob, we trust Jacob, but he's not using WeChat as much anymore because he's not in the country and he's not
Right,
on the board. So that's like
yeah.
the implication there. So we can maybe we
Would
can
a
all
new
read
account
about it.
necessarily mean scrapping everything and starting from scratch? Or is there any way
Well,
to change an admin or add an admin?
we could create a new admin account that would require a new SIM card, also with somebody's name attached to it. It would also require a new name. So maybe that would not be Democrats Abroad anymore. Maybe we could still see if we can get vote from abroad. I still don't know who has the ownership of that. It was never turned over to me. It just kind of died, perhaps. Or we can keep running with our current one-on-one board members always being admin, and maybe myself or Terry as chair and vice chair being the lead admins because we know we have ours attached and we can pass it forward as needed into brand new groups. That would be why we would create the
You'd
brand new
also you may
groups.
make more it might also make more sense for it to be attached to comms or IT, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. If Kevin felt the
Well,
need
to
to handle
comms and
that.
IT.
Yeah. Absolutely. Is there any interest? I know we've got Kevin and Elise on right now. Otherwise, we can think about this and do some research and then talk in our own group chat and figure it out before the next meeting as well. Have a little more discussion before we make any kind of motion. All right, I'm going to say with that silence, that's about where we're headed, and good. And I'm glad we got the ball rolling on this. We have had some good, traction with creating new group chats in the past couple of years. For example, we created a Georgia account before the Georgia runoff in 2022, and we recently created a Ohio team chat as well, where we've helped voters and figured out if they voted or not. And then when we connect with those people in the chat and they contribute, I need help, or I successfully voted, or this is what's happening, and create some comms, then we take it. That interaction, we plug it into our Nation Builder database so that we know that those members are active. And then another thing on the WeChat sort of line for all of that is Call Hub is problematic. That's what we use for all of our phone calls and texts. It's now they've raised the price to about 50 cents a minute. The last XCOM, spent all of our funds and globally, and we do have some in our DA account, but not enough to call our members before 2023 elections. The other real reason why we're having this WeChat discussion as to what we want to do with group chats is I think that we should connect with our members on WeChat. We've been greenlit by the IT group because most people aren't, really using their phones and texts. They're using WeChat, so we'd put out some flyers, we'd put out newsletters, and we'd say we'd take their phone numbers and try to get on WeChat, connect with these members, and plug them into our group chats to activate them. And so that's what we'd be doing in September as part of our get out the vote effort. So if you're in Kentucky and we're trying to get, keep the governor's seat blue and in many other states as well. We'd be reaching out to those voters specifically in China. In some states it could be 50, in other states it could be, you know, 500 even, depending on where our membership lies. And we'd just be sending out a text message that we've all created via WeChat saying, hey, remember to request your ballot for 2023. This is your deadline. We will be here assisting, and here's a link to a group chat, a link to the website. And again, open floor for that discussion as well. Maybe we need to think about it a little more. All right, so we did a little bit of membership verification in 2022, right before our cutoff date of January 30th, 2023. And we ended up doing some personal phone texts and calls. Those had a little bit better of an answer rate, especially the text messages. But I think if we know everyone in China has to operate using WeChat, so using the platform to connect with our members is the easiest, you know, best organizational tool we have. And so that's kind of why we have to figure out, you know, how we want these to run. If we can get that DA account back online with Alex, and I do need a little help with that. So maybe we can think about it and revert back in the next couple of days, either meet about it next week or first week of September. Any other thoughts on WeChat and the subject of accounts? All right, moving on. Tricia, the floor is yours.
Okay, thanks. So like Terry said, August, excuse me, was a, you know, relatively slow month in terms of the treasurer role. I have been able to access our dashboard that keeps record of our finances. So kind of wrapping my mind about how to use that money, like literally like how to get it out or what we do with it. So we had our recurring donation of 501 and no expenditures this month. So our total balance is about 168 USD. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about fundraising and how to best use the resources that we have. And if anybody else would like to become a sustaining donor with a monthly donation, the QR code is on your screen. It'd be great to have you.
Yeah, and then our balance is still, so last month we put through this motion for expenditure, it passed, and we did, Trisha and I emailed the global treasurer. We haven't heard back and the money is still appearing in our account, but we should operate as though we have 388 RMB less. So I did check that yesterday and I will ping Josh again today and see if there's anything else that we need to do or sign to get that happen, to get that happening, because Global is needing funds to keep the lights on for programs like Intercom, Call Hub, Vote from Abroad, and Nation Builder. And how are your trips, Tricia? Looking forward to pictures?
They were great. Awesome. Great. Yeah, and just a real piggyback onto something else that Terry said. Not really much treasury at all, but I was in Ohio kind of randomly on election day a few weeks ago. And it was really great to see and hear, I don't want to say excitement because it wasn't an exciting race that people were happy about or an election that people were happy about, but just the engagement, I guess. I was in Dayton, which is a very working class, not traditionally very, well, at one point they were quite Democratic, but much more conservative now. But seeing a lot of, you know, no on one signs, my family had all voted. My brother, who's pretty apolitical, you know, made a point of going in and voting before work. So I hope that that momentum carries forward in 23 and 24 in Ohio and states that are very similar to Ohio, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah, Absolutely. That's must have been so exciting. You were posting in that Ohio group chat, and I think it really revs people up. We had another China voter who was visiting Ohio and sent the picture of their sticker right after they voted. Like, all good things. I really think we're headed in the right direction. Positive momentum. And Elise, the floor is yours if you're able to unmute tonight. And maybe not. Elise has been attending meetings on comms and DA and all the things with me. And please join our comms committee on WeChat. We need help writing comms. We need help with graphics and newsletters and get out the vote and events materials. So we're about to plan all of these events, and we do need to make sure that we've got all of the copy for the event listing, as well as a flyer. And promotions on WeChat to actually bring people into our events, because they will come. I hosted a lot of voter tables in the lead up to November, actually in September, which is what we're coming up on, because we've got all of these states with over half have mail-in ballots. So that means we have from September 24th to September 29th to get our ballots to the consulate so we can piggyback on the faster, less expensive means of ballot returns. And people showed up and we walked to the consulate together, and it was exciting and it was a feel-good moment. And even though, you know, sometimes voting seems self-explanatory, there's so many rules right now and so many hot, contentious issues on each ballot, people really want someone there with them in person, either online or next to them, saying, am I doing this right? Yes. Okay, good. And working through the problem. So then, Elise, if you do have more to add to the report, just pop it in the chat box. This is some other kinds of graphics that the Global Women's Caucus put out, and we hope to have a little bit more of sort of comms-related things to getting volunteers. So each of you gets at least one or two other people to assist with the work and come to the events, explaining what we do and what we stand for, our passion projects, and then where we are in our platforms, including WeChat. And Kevin, the floor is yours.
All right, thanks, Liz. I don't really have much to talk about because I unfortunately didn't have a lot of time to pay attention to what was going on this month. But just like what all of you said before, I guess, it's important to get more people involved, and especially with what's going on next month. So, yeah, I mean, I really don't have much to add today.
That's fair. And on a side note, as you're chairing our youth caucus and you're on the steering committee for the Global Youth Caucus, it might be of interest to them to know that the Democratic Party considers anyone under 40 youth caucus. So I think for Democrats abroad, it's 35. So I still get to be a youth caucus member, and I've connected with my District 1 Wisconsin team, and we have got a signal group, and we're talking about things, we're planning things, and I am plugging Vote From Abroad information there to get the study abroad community active, because I learned that within that group, they're not only mostly students, a lot of them have a gap year or are studying abroad and didn't really realize they could vote. So if you end up joining yours or sending information to yours, they not only like need the help or just they can act as our sort of boots on the ground, if you will, and help spread the word so that we get more people, not only in China as, you know, schools have reopened, but you know, really push the message out for the rest of the world as well. Ginny couldn't be here today, but she is a supporter of all things events. And once she's done with her professional training, she will be back. So look forward to hearing from her next week. And a reminder, Utah, please register and return your FWAB, your ballot, by email, fax, or mail. Mail's kind of no longer an option here. You only have till next Thursday. So fax is on there, and fax is interesting. If you go to FWAP, FVAP.gov, they have a cover letter that you can use for your emails and faxes. And then they actually have an email address that you send your filled out completed ballot to, and they fax it for you directly to your Leo. And the greatest thing about that is you actually get a receipt. You get a confirmation that they sent it, get a confirmation it was received. Your Leo gets back to you saying, okay, I've got this. And it all goes on your record. Easy peasy. You don't have to have a physical fax machine, because who does that? Utah, go Utes, get those ballots back. And Pam, the floor is yours. And I think we're in for some big discussion today.
Yeah. I don't really have much, because I don't know what I'm really supposed to be doing, nor do I have really contacts here to do it. So yeah, I've done nothing, and I have no events planned as of right now.
And that's fine. So basically, we and other members come to you with the events that we're planning, and you just want to make sure all the ducks are in a row for those events. So if someone says, hey, I'd like to plan an event, they fill out the event form or maybe a graphic request form, you make sure those get to where they need to be. So a graphic request form would go into the communications group chat for one of us to create a graphic flyer for. And then for the, you see the website QR code is on the screen. When somebody wants to create an event, we want to promote it on our website. And we will make sure that one of the four admins, myself, Terry, Josh, or Kevin, get that event up with a date, with a link, or a location, whatever is needed. And then you just kind of tick that box. And we have all of this on TeamUp as well. And so that's what we're here to talk about today. What we want to do for the next week, if everybody can open up their calendars, and what we can do from September 1st to September 30th or 29th even, because I know the holiday is extended. Now remind me, did everybody switch the new schedule, the 8-day October, blah, blah, blah? They switched it up this year.
Yeah, that's a national holiday. So in principle, it applies to everyone. I mean, some companies might do their own thing, but
yeah, but you have off, and what's your schedule? Are you now the 30th to the 7th, or are you working?
I don't actually have my new school calendar in front of me. I need to go look it up, but 30th to the 7th sounds right.
Anybody else have that schedule or a different one?
I will go back to work on the 5th. I'm, I think, 29 to 5th, but I have no makeup days, so.
Ooh.
I'm already at work.
Makeup days, we always do.
And then, Terry, we're talking about the October National Week holiday.
Do you know what you have? Company was terrible. They were terrible, terrible with us. It's ungodly. I have to look at my schedule. They were just terrible with us this year. Let me look again. I think I have it.
Okay. Trisha, is your school basically on schedule? Kevin, do you have any blockers?
But it's Friday through the following week. I think that's probably the 30th to the 7th. But,
okay. And then do you have any work days to avoid?
Like makeup days? No.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like across the board actually working the way it was meant to. Kevin, any changes in your schedule for holiday?
No.
Okay. And Elise? And you can go ahead and type in the chat box if you can't unmute or whatever else too, just so we get a clear idea of, you know, when we're down. Because so basically September, we set up all of our voting for the postal mail voters, which is quite a lot of people. It's about 28 states have postal mail. Then we want everyone, if they're in a like a location that has a consulate, to try to get their ballots to the consulate by the 29th of September. Since that Thursday, Saturday the 30th, it won't be open. Now, the next date that the consulate opens is the 9th. Now, why is that a problem? It's not enough time for people to return their ballots. The consulate will not guarantee someone's ballot will return. So potentially, if we have voters who last minute get it to the consulate in the ballot box on October 9th, that's, you know, 4 weeks, almost five, it could get back, but they don't want to guarantee it. So they want everybody to have their ballots back in their offices on September 29th. That's our big push for September. Then what we focus on in October after that is courier envelopes. And so that's mainly SF Express people like to use because it's a little cheaper. Although the interface, at least in English, is easier on FedEx and DHL and those things. I would love if someone would help me try to connect with FedEx and DHL on a discount. Other countries around the world get up to 20% off when they're mailing their ballots back. And sometimes that applies to any American sending anything back by FedEx or DHL for the month, and at least half from October to half the month, if not the full month of November. We would love to get that discount, and I need help reaching out to someone who can work on that for me. We're not going to get it from SF Express, but we can get it from FedEx and DHL. DHL is given the discount, and I think there might be another one. Oh, UPS in Canada and Mexico, and then DHL is usually like all the Euros in Africa. But whatever we can do, we should try to do. And I myself will also much appreciate it being from a mail-in state. So if anybody can look into that for me, or a couple of you can, that would be wonderful. We can put it to the group too. But that is definitely something we need to do. And then right up until November 7th, we've got people emailing, faxing, and using the online portals to return their ballots in various states. So we'll have some voter tables online pretty much for those, and just some generalized events. But all of September, early October, that's a really big push to say, hey, you've got to mail your ballot back in. I know it's just municipal. I know it's school board. But as we saw in Ohio, it can affect everything. So, and please, you know, feel free to unmute yourself. Let's make this an open discussion of what you can and cannot do. I know we've been thinking about this for the month. I am not on the ground, so I'm going to be doing a lot of online support. I'm looking to do voter 411s so they can get the 411 on, you know, all of the information that could be on their ballot. I'm going to do some voter assistance helplines. And this is something that I did regionally last year. So like Carmel Ann Poche and I from Australia would get on the phone, and sometimes we'd have people from the Americas, sometimes we'd have people from EMEA call in as well. We'd have sort of a script, and if somebody called in and had a voter question, needed help filling out their ballot, or their Leo called, we go into a Zoom breakout room, help them one-on-one. And then the greater group, we would all sort of collaborate and help those voters individually as well. That's why that voter one-on-one training that we've been doing is so important. We also have a second tier of that as well, so that we can answer those questions on the ground or find someone who can. We also have intercom. If you have not trained in it and you would like to, if you don't like to talk to people, maybe in person or on the phone, online rather, you can answer emails. We get a bunch of emails, and it would be great to have one point person on the board who is trained for intercom like me and just checks in once a week, maybe twice a week as we get closer in November or October rather, to just see if we have any DA China members who have emailed us using that portal. And we can answer their messages and get them to where they need to be it, you know, a general easy question like, do I need two envelopes? Or something that we need to say, here's our voter protection attorney, here's their email, we're connecting you now. It's pretty simple and straightforward, but we do need to have more volunteers checking it out. And then the call hub, WeChat, we do need one person on it. Jenny and I have been talking about that a little bit. We talked about the WeChat aspect earlier. And then live voter events. So what jumps out at you? Who would like to start? Any event can be a GOTV event. We need to make sure people are registered by their deadlines. We need to, you know, make sure the registration is their ballot request. And those ballots get back. Don't all jump in at once. So if you don't have a lot of capacity for in-person or you only want to do in-person, that's what we firstly need to know. So who's what, where, what are your preferences? Don't think I'm muted. All right. So back to September 3rd is a Sunday, and it is not a great time for DA China, but it is the time that the state teams chose. They're having a state teams fair. So this state fair is for volunteer engagement. It is getting interest peaked. It is putting everyone in a different sort of side room of their choosing so they can learn about GOTV, which is the room I'm leading, so they can learn how about intercom and call hub and all the other ways we, you know, we do the work, legislation as well. So that's September 3rd, and I will be doing that event. Anyone here, there, wherever is welcome to attend as well. And then going into it, so I'd like to have, you know, ideally we'd have something every day. That could just be an hour lunch break where you log on to Zoom and see if anybody is there. That could be an hour of your afternoon where you're plugging in all of the GOTV information for, say, a specific state or about the FWAB or ballot drop reminders on WeChat and social media. It doesn't have to be completely interactive as well. And then, of course, we do want to have some events, whether that's a Taco Tuesday, whether that's a book club event, or just a straight up voter registration table. I sat out at Pistolera for about 2 weeks in a row, and I just had envelopes with me and a sign. I got work done on my computer if I needed to. I helped voters when they came before they dropped their ballots off at the consulate. What are you into? Let me know. Let's get it on the calendar.
Kind of like Pam was saying, I don't really have the contacts either, but I'm happy to go to Shanghai. Like on the, it would have to be on the weekends for me, obviously, but and hanging out somewhere, whether it's just me with a laptop and some things, or if other people want to join me, that'd be too. If someone could kind of point me in the direction of a place that would be accommodating, that would be great. September is a little bit busy on the weekends for me, but I know that you know, I should have some time. And then as we go into the rest of the year, that'd be available too.
Yeah, and that's great. And Justin Fisher, former treasurer, has also said that he's happy to help out with these as well. And so that's also, you know, Shanghai on weekends, most likely for him. And then basically, that's all you do. You know, you bring your laptop, you bring your phone or your tablet, whatever you prefer, and you help people make sure that they are all squared away with their voter registration ballot request for the first part of it. And then they know what's on their ballot. And we're going to have some tricky states. So if we know, like, you know, Arkansas or Wisconsin have elections, then what we do is we maybe also have an FWAB available and show them how they might go through that. And that information is on the website and the wiki, fortunately. And we do have people that we can reach out to when we don't know the answer. So it's not like, you know, you have to be you don't have to be knowing, omniscient of all things. You will have support. So, Tricia, looking ahead, what weekends or what dates perhaps work better for you than others? And these can be hour-long events. They can be three-hour-long events. You can do other things on the side. It doesn't have to just be dedicated to voter support. It's just something that happens as people come and attend. Or even like a brunch that we plan and then people show up for voter support.
I think I should be available like the first week of September, and then maybe I'm waiting to hear about a trip I might need to take, but and then later in the month, maybe the the fourth weekend, perhaps like the 22nd or the 23rd.
Okay.
Or whatever, like 24th, I guess, is a Sunday. And I probably won't go anywhere during Golden Week. So if we want to have
things, it's Golden. Yeah, that was my question. So from what I was reading in my schedule, it looks like Golden Week has been rolled into the normal September Mid-Autumn Festival. Is that still correct, or is anybody still have that holiday?
I think the Mid-Autumn Festival kind of happens to fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really know what the exact date is, but they rolled the two holidays into one. So I think the lunar calendar this year, I guess, has it falling. I don't know if it's coincidentally right before the Golden Week.
Yeah,
Mid-Autumn is based on the lunar calendar, so if it happens to fall near National Day, they'll roll them together.
Yeah, this is the first time for me, I think, that that's actually happened, so it's exciting. I hope everybody looks at it as exciting. But okay, so first week of September, September 2nd to 3rd, September 23rd, 24th are out there. Anybody else who can contribute or do something at the same time or join in Shanghai that they know of right now, or looking at another weekend or weekday? Like I said, it could be a lunch hour. It could be something you even do at your school where you're rallying your coworkers, things like that. Just something, not nothing. And then Kevin, are you going to be traveling still, Hefei, Beijing? Are you in one place now?
Well, yeah, not really. I'm mostly in Hefei, so I'm in Beijing sometimes. So, yeah.
Okay, so kind of playing it by ear. What are your preferences? Do you prefer to do online, in person? And to be honest, like last year, it was often just me doing this, but I know there's things are open this year, so you might get help. Just depends on where you are, and that would be great. People do show up to these, which is nice. So just want to know your preference, online, in person. Would you want to try to do the book club again in conjunction with just voter assistance?
Yeah, sure, we could do that with the book club. Yeah, but I think we could do in person. Or I mean, no one really tends to show up online when we do book club, other than
Nope, it's true. It's been a downtime for book club these past 5 or 6 months, but it will pick up again, and it's fun. And if we also plug it as a voter table, I think even more people will just stop by and be interested. People are curious, and they're kind of filling us out sometimes. But then when it comes to ballot time, like they need help. Like we'll have the Texas voters with the 28 pages of info, like, oh my God, just make sure I'm folding this correctly. So you know, it's fun though. And you do meet a lot of nice people. People actually come out of the woodwork. I met volunteers who had been around for like, you know, 12 years in some cases, and just only come out for these voter tables. So kind of fun. All right, Pam, are there any dates or things that you'd like to do or wouldn't like to do? How are you feeling?
I do not have a particular day other than I will be gone for that October holiday. I've got a wedding, so.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, I do anticipate we will all be off for the October holiday. I will pick up any slack on my end for that as I can, since it doesn't look like I will be back in China at that point. So so do know that the October holiday is yours. Do what you want, unless you all want to meet up and do something. That's totally okay. And then would book club be something you were interested in, or like a game day or a straight up voter live or online event? Like, what's more in your wheelhouse?
I don't know, either or. Like, I like books, I like games, I like crocheting. So, you know, any and all of those that can be put into voting as well, I guess.
That's really cool. Like, if you could get a crocheting, like, circle together and just happen to also be, like, on topic, like, that'd be amazing. Huh. Yeah, so what I say is go nuts. If that's something that you want to do, if that you want to combine passions and productivity and hobbies, like, absolutely. And I wish I could be there for games and books, 100%. Crocheting, I think you'd probably kill me because I have no idea where to start. But yeah, if there are dates that jumped out at you right now, just looking at your calendar, let's try to pencil some stuff in and times that work better for everyone. I'm guessing no one wants to do a 9 a.m. and I do not blame you.
No, but
brunches. Go ahead.
Like Sunday early afternoon to evening might be best for me. I'm gonna have softball starting here real soon.
Ooh, awesome. That's great. We should eventually get to the point where we do like trivia teams, walking clubs, running clubs, softball teams, you know, make it a thing. Or go to the sidelines and cheer you on in our Democrats Abroad t-shirts with a beer or two. Where do you play?
Pudong Rugby Club, maybe? I don't know. The bus takes me.
Oh, yeah. That's where we play Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay, cool. All right. So, Adam, you're next. The event master, live and living color. What do you
want to
do, Adam?
Since when am I a master of anything?
You attend every live event that has ever happened. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I'm not a master of them. I just show up. That's the easy part, you know? I just do the tacos.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all that's really required, right? And you can bring a few envelopes with you or a few pieces of paper to take down info or have people, like, write their name on since they need to take a picture of their signature for registering to vote. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to bring everything in the boxes that you were sent, for example. But just bring a few things, put them out, and boom. Away to the races. But tacos sound really good right now. Is it Tuesday here?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. I know what I'm having for dinner. So, okay. And Terry just had to leave. So we're going to work on Beijing a little bit more when Dustin is back too. He gets back, I think, on Thursday. And then Josh gets back on the 29th. So we'll have a little bit more discussion next week about Beijing activities. And hopefully Kevin, as you're in and out, you and Terry and Dustin and Kevin and maybe even Eileen can just meet up, because honestly that really is all it takes. You just have to show up, announce it a couple of times that you're going, and people will come. And if they don't, you have fun with your bad self. Maybe you have some other friends that you've invited, maybe you've got a book that you're reading, maybe, you know, sometimes it does happen where no one shows up, but I've got a good feeling about 2023. People are excited to vote. They're not stuck in their homes and they're back from their vacations. It's exciting. And then Josh isn't here, like I said. Elise, any, you know, Chengdu always has a ton going on, but I know it's hard kind of holding down the fort. Have you been able to meet anybody, or is anybody kind of activated recently? Again, I don't know if you can unmute, but. All right. Put any objections or this, that, and the other in the chat box. So far, we've got a lot of weekend activities, and we've got Trisha, Justin, Pam, and then Adam on weekends. And so we know Sunday is probably from like 1 or 2 p.m. to probably like 8 p.m. latest, live and live in color in Shanghai for like book clubs, games, crocheting. And Adam and Trisha, maybe that's something that we can glom onto. And what can we do the first week of September, either the second or the third, to kickstart this whole thing and say, hey, we're DA China, we're here, we're having a party, we're fun, and we're helping you vote. What is the best for each of you? Where would you like to meet up, and when, and how can I facilitate that? Is that rooster, boxing cat, cottons? Is that a park? Because we do have picnic blankets. Although it's raining, isn't it? Adam said.
Well, it's raining right now. I think I already have plans for the second.
Okay. Trisha, if you're taking the trek to Shanghai, what is on your absolute must-do to-do list? Is it the top of the Shanghai Tower? Is it an ice cream drink somewhere? What are you doing?
Oh gosh, the world is my oyster. Yeah, I have no preference. I guess wherever people think would be a good spot, you know, to see and be seen. I guess I was wondering, is there, I'm sure that there is, but my mind is blanking right now. There is training available to help us help people, right? Like if I,
yes. And so, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that this week also? It's the DA Assistance Voter 101 training. We start there, and then that'll take, you know, a half hour, because we basically just go over how to do it. And then there are second and third tiers to that. And there's information on the wiki as well. But like I said, we also have group chats. So while you are helping voters, you can use our personal WeChat for help, but also we have some WhatsApp and Signal groups for voter assistance where you can actually ask someone. And then this is where Intercom also comes in. So let's say I've got Bill and Ted, and they come up to me and they say, oh, we need help in Oklahoma, we can't figure this out, or Leo hasn't responded, we haven't gotten our ballot, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, oh, I don't really know how to answer your question, but here's what I'm going to do. And we either call the Leo together, but usually we email help@votefromabroad.org. And we say, this is this person. Here's their contact information. They're a member of, you know, DA China. If they are, they vote here. And can you help? And then they will kind of take over the conversation from the intercom side and get them to voter protection, get them to the Oklahoma team or somebody who can help answer those questions. And then we just kind of stay in touch on more of a friendly point person level on the ground. So that part of it is a big help. When I'm at these voter tables and I have a question I can't answer, I generally jump on WhatsApp and now Signal and say, hey, anybody have information on this? What are the next step I can take? And somebody usually within 5 to 10 minutes, because we're global, says, here's the information I have, or here's what you should do. And that's fantastic. So you are supported. It just might not be in the ground or on the ground all of the time. And I can connect everybody with those groups as well. Like I said, Carmel Ann Pochi is a superstar volunteer out of Australia. She used to be a regional vice chair. She can answer all the questions and generally does. She's only 2 hours ahead of us. Then we've got Sarah Jean and some others, Dave Brower in Japan, who and some new people who will answer questions, Ashling in Singapore. So people are all around our area as well. And you always have me. So ping me, call me, do your worst. I'll be here. I hope that kind of helps alleviate some of the concerns. But for the first thing in September, I think it's really going to be more about outreach if that makes sense, and saying, hey, join a state team, join a caucus, or let's chat about where your interests lie. Maybe it's event creation, maybe it's graphic creation, maybe you want to work on bylaws, whatever they want to do. We want to reel them in and make them actionable. So that's kind of what the September 3rd would be about, if that makes everyone more comfortable. And if we want to even do some voter assistance during this training or whatever, I hate to do that on your Sunday, but we can do that too. But let's pick a place first. It could be, what are some other American-friendly places? We've done Bull and Claw. We've done the Rooster. I'd love to get into cages. And there's a few places where they don't want us to have like a loud giant voter booth, but we can just like meet, organize, have a good time at. So if you're into like playing, you know, Papa Shot and skee ball, that's always an option. You just can't have like a giant banner that says, you know, I hate Donald Trump or something like that, right? So, and then there's a few other places as well. Gin and Juice has said they're comfortable with us coming, and you know, Boxing Cat, the staff changed over a little bit. So if we want one of their upstairs rooms, they do want to take a deposit. But if we just show up, we can kind of take it over. There's always Todd through the Camel Group. He's got El Santo and new places as well. And then, Trisha, did you get a picnic blanket by chance? Or maybe I wonder if that went to Ginny. I'm trying to remember.
I'd have to look in the box again.
Okay.
I don't knowingly have one, but it's possible.
Okay. Always get some more out of storage as needed. All right. So, Adam, Trisha, Pam, any preferences for locations? And like I said, Justin Fisher will do his best to be there every time. He's a lot of fun and he's really experienced at this, which will be helpful. He's been doing this for a number of years.
No, oh, I don't really have locations. A preference.
Sorry, go ahead. My first, yeah, all I was just going to say, all of the mentioned locations sound like fun to me.
Yeah. Pam, what's your pref?
I don't have a preference. I don't like being in charge.
Well, it's kind of like, well, my favorite food is at this point, or they really make the drink that I like best here, or, you know, we can play games over here. So, you know, whatever works. Could even go to rink and do some roller skating while you're out and about. So let's see. I'm just checking the deals on Smart Shanghai. Maybe somebody else has something else. It's a Sunday. So, I mean, brunch is always a thing on Sundays. Rooster's always pretty busy, and as football starts, that's not the worst idea. Camel Smokehouse did close, but maybe there'll be another sort of place. So right now I would say we should try maybe Rooster, Cotton's, or what's the other brunch place that we go to? Maybe Bull and Claw? Any of those jump out at you?
I know where Rooster is, but I feel like they're small.
They are small. They have outdoor seating, though. But if you grab a table and you're there, there always are a lot of Americans. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where our summer softball league met and whatnot.
Yeah. That's why it's such a great place to meet Americans. I didn't know we had so many smokers still. Okay. That's fair. All right, what's another place with maybe fewer smokers? That'll draw a good crowd, potentially. Adam, where's your favorite beer on tap?
All of it.
Trying to think what else. I mean, and there is always like El Santo in the pit, but I don't know. Trisha? If you're making the trek, what kind of place do you want?
I don't care. It's not very helpful, I guess. Which is always good. I was just trying to remember. Now that we can travel again, it's been so long since I've just gone to Shanghai. I have to kind of. I like El Santo, but I feel like last time I was there on a Sunday, I may have even been there with you, Liz. It was dead, like dead, dead, dead. I don't know if
that sometimes was. Sometimes they have weird hours.
Yeah, that's and so
true.
I don't know if that's worth trying to. If they're open, it's good, but I don't know what their hours are.
Check. I'm checking out the brunch list on Smart Shanghai if anybody else wants to as well. Rooster does do a free flow brunch from 11 to 3. Where else? Fancy ones. A few I don't know. A few fancy ones. Abbey Road's got one. Cantina Agave. And then, of course, there's Pudong and all along the line as well. Okay, it should be this hard to pick a place. Here are my subscriptions. Oh, I so wish I could be there, though. I'm jonesing for a brunch. Haven't done that too much since we've been back. And the free flow is never really a thing here because everybody has to drive. Okay, checking out my subscriptions. And I don't know, how late are the pools open this year? A pool party could always be a thing. There's some cool places around Mandarin City. Maya is always pretty good. Maya has like sort of Mexican fare, and then right below is a pool. And then another place is out further west. It's called The Terrace, I think. And I went to that a few times last year. It was really fun. Lots of sort of teachers and people who are in like Hubei and Hongqiao that we don't normally reach. So that could also be a good opportunity. But we do need to pick a place. So let's see, why don't we just tentatively say, I guess, Cotton's for now, 2 p.m. And then we can change it through the week as somebody gets a brainwave and decides this is what I want to do, this is what I absolutely don't want to do. Sound good?
Sounds good.
And if you want to start earlier, that's great. So September 3rd, 2 p.m., Cotton's Shanghai, and then choose your own destiny if that's discussing a book, but definitely make sure you bring some envelopes. And discuss who's going to bring like security envelopes versus the exterior envelopes. And what I like to do when I'm at an event is I have one tab open for our GOTV wiki page. I've got one tab open for maybe that state team page, but always have vote from abroad open so I can just like look it up as I go. Like, oh, this person's from Ohio or Virginia. I'm just going to go to their page. We're going to look at all the deadlines together. And that's okay. And if you have to revert to Ballotpedia to talk about candidates and things like that, that's fun. It's exciting. And nobody really minds, you know, taking that interest. All right. So then next, let's take a look at the other weekend, Tricia, that you said that you might be able to do is the 23rd and 24th. I think that would be enough time to get a book club together. Kevin, Pam, what do you think about that? Will we read a book in a couple weeks?
That depends on the book.
Okay, what books are piquing your interest lately? We have David Pepper's book, actually. I totally forgot. David Pepper, former, the man in Ohio, he has written another book, and it is all over the airwaves, and he has come to talk to Democrats abroad many times, and he's offered to do a book club event with us. So do we want to take him up on that?
Sure.
We can get him. And September 24th is also coincidentally ballot drop day. So I think that would be really cool because that's the first day ballots get emailed. And this is the other thing we need to push. You want your ballot emailed. So when you register, don't say send it by mail. Don't say, you know, fax it to me or whatever else. Send it to me by email so I get it right away. I will reach out to David Pepper then.
I probably won't be able to make the 24th.
Okay. What would be a better day?
The Asian Olympic game things are going on and I'm going to go to Hangzhou for that.
Oh, very cool. What's the Asian Olympic games?
Yeah.
It's like a regional.
Yeah. It's like the Pan Asian Olympic games. I'm going to go watch beach volleyball.
Very cool.
And stay with my friends in Hangzhou. So I'll be gone that weekend, the 22 to the 24.
Okay. That sounds amazing. And if you just stumble upon an American, remind them to vote or add them into a group chat. All right. Kevin, Adam, anybody else interested in doing an event that weekend with David Pepper, if we can get him? And if we do, I'm going to suggest maybe Bull and Claw to mix things up. Yes, no, maybe so. All right, how about we tentatively schedule it for now and then go ahead.
I was going to say, would it be better if it's the 16th?
16th works for me too. We'll just have to see when he's available and give him both dates.
Or like that first week in October, that would be open.
Yeah, it is open. I only worry about like our mail-in ballot people. We need to have a presence on the ground somewhere between the 24th and the 29th. So preferably, you know, I know not everybody can flex their schedule like I could last year, but every day from like the 24th to the 30th, I was out, you know, at Pistolera saying, I've got envelopes, I've got this stuff, come meet me, we'll walk to the consulate together, even if that's something that you need. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that the 22nd, I might need to wait a little bit to commit to that.
Okay.
So I might be sure if I have to take that. I don't know which weekend it would be. But I would love to.
So I'll reach out to David. I'll give him some dates and see what he can do. And then, and then the only other thing I wonder is about the internet slowdown over the national week, if that'll hit right away or what. But yeah. I'll connect with him and see what he can do. And we'll go from there. Okay, and then if we do it in person, I'm just going to say something like maybe the Bull and Claw just to shake things up. So Pistolera is really close to the consulate. There are a few other restaurants around too in Shanghai. I'm not really sure of the situation in Beijing with restaurants and restaurant turnover right now. And I don't think we have anyone from Guangzhou or Shenzhen on the call at this moment. So we will leave that for Guangzhou. We do have a restaurant called 13 Factories. and Justin is American and he is happy to host our event at any time as well. Hopefully we'll get some more traction down there. Any other dates, times, events, places, or just online things that you think you are willing to do? I will host a voter 411 and a voter assistance chat room. One of those, one time a week for the first 3 weeks of September, from the 22nd to the 29th, I'll try to be online every single day, at least for an hour to answer questions. I'll pick up whatever Slack is needed during the October holiday. And then in the lead up to November, again, looking at like the 22nd to November 7th, we'll have more regional help. People will start popping up in China as well to say, hey, we want to do a voter assistance online or in person. So I encourage you to look at those, your calendars, and say, hey, this is something that I want to do anyway. I can combine voter assistance with this. That's no problem. And I promise, I know it seems really scary at the outset, but it's fun, it's easy, and you learn a lot in the process, which is always a good thing. Any other comments on September and things that maybe you can do? I know a few of you are Call Hub trained, although like I said, we might not be using Call Hub exactly. If you want to help me do outreach on WeChat, that is something that you can do on your own time. And I can have Sherry Temple populate lists for us, and we can connect with people that way. And that might be our most successful form of GOTV, to be quite honest, this year. So, like, that could be, you know, we chatting like 25 people in a week, seeing what comes back, and then putting it on a Google spreadsheet that's secure so we can enter it in the database. And then that would be, you know, September, most of our GOTV. And that's kind of nice because you can do that, you know, on the subway. You can do that in your downtime before or after work, just chilling on a weekend. Doesn't have to be super intensive, if you will. Plugging into group chats, making sure they're on. And if they're out of the country, then we just plug it in the spreadsheet, and one of our four admins will plug it in the database to say, contact, do not contact, in the country, now wants to be alumni, move to Portugal, etc. Okay, so let's see what's next. So we still do need an onboarding coordinator. We'll go on to the next topic while y'all are looking at your calendars. DA China needs you. We need all kinds of volunteers. So as you're meeting people, as you're talking to people, as you talk to people on WeChat and in group chats, remind them that we need help. And the more people doing this, the less that falls on all of us. Adam, you're next, if you'd like to take it away.
Sorry, muted. So it seems that I still have some certificates. I mean, you're not just, they're still there. And I have been asked to take over the Pro DA hat. That's the Progressive Caucus. My hope is that it can be a productive forum for discussing progressive priorities and, you know, not relitigating the 2016 primary again, et cetera, because it is something that we need, a place where we can talk about the issues that matter to us. So that for me is hope for the near future.
Thank you, Adam. Chair of our ProDA caucus, very exciting. And then I think the QR code on the screen is actually to the event on the 28th, Meeting of Progressive Minds. And then we have our Reparations Task Force meeting on the 31st. And Dustin couldn't be here today. He is still a member at large in Illinois and coming back next week. And as you know, Adam's issue that triggered Adam, looking at Adam, talking about Dustin. Dustin's issue that triggered him to join was the reversal of Roe, something that he's very passionate about. And so if you look on your screen, you can see where new bans are coming, where bans are happening. And it's a dire situation. We need to stay on it. We need to get people voting. Like, it's not just a random, we want people to vote. It's all of our rights are on the table. Our ability to speak freely on all platforms without being plastered with hate, even our ability to have our kids and ourselves read the books that we want to, access to healthcare, social security, big effing deals. Any other motions or new business at this time? All right, I will look forward to, call me anytime. Meet with me in the group chat. Let's all discuss the events for September again in the group chat. Really nail them down, because I know it seems like a lot of work, but generally you just go about your day and then add a little voter assistance component to it. We also want to sell our swag, our merchandise, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has a little bit, and I know they want to unload it, get that storage space back. So let's get it out there and let's get some donations. Whether you're donating $5 once or $5 every month, we need support. We need to keep all of the home fires burning. And 2024, as we saw in 2023 with Janet Protasiewicz in Wisconsin, it's going to be a money guzzling year where dark money is going to pour out negative ads and false information more than we even ever saw in 2020. We want to be the good guys pulling out the good stuff, wearing our Vote for Broad t-shirts and saying, this is how you actually vote. And this is actually what's on the ballot. And to do that, we need your donations. So please consider supporting us today and spreading the love from coast to coast to coast. Follow us on email, Facebook, Instagram, the X Corp, and maybe a few other places coming soon. And thank you to everyone who's been on this call today and is watching this call. We so look forward to engaging you in the future. And don't forget to register and vote using votefromabroad.org. Thank you so very much, and good night.